Time to recap Rendlesham County Commissioners meeting, the final meeting of September. County Commissioner Ted Gans is here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, Rich, and yourself?
Good, good. He's got the hoodie on today.
I got the hoodie. It's a chilly morning out there.
Oh, I love hoodie weather.
I do, too. I've been waiting to put one of these on.
Yeah.
You bet.
Still haven't put it on for the mornings yet, because I just love to soak up the 50-degree temperatures, but that time is coming soon.
You betcha. You bet, and that's good.
Let's get to a pretty busy agenda from yesterday. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope. Nobody was present for citizens' comments yesterday, Rich.
Review miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims. That happens every meeting.
Every meeting we do that. Yes, sir.
Board of Equalization meeting and Treasurer Crystal Dack with a few items there.
Yep. Crystal stopped in, and one of the things that she presented to us was a motor vehicle exemption from McCook Christian Church. They're just adding an additional vehicle to their fleet. And so we approved that motor vehicle exemption. And then also, Crystal had a tax roll correction for Ed's Place on a depreciation on personal property. And so we approved that tax roll correction as well. Rich? Yes, sir.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened and a visit from Sheriff Kevin Darling.
Yep. Kevin stopped up and visited with us. One of the discussions we had was about updating the radios. So the system that they currently have, they're analog, and the deputies are having some issues with communicating with the dispatch center there at the McCook Police Department. And so we looked into the towers thinking maybe it was a repeater issue. There is a repeater issue, but it's still just that analog system is so antiquated, Rich, that we're kind of looking to do some upgrades. And so Kevin kind of came in with a bid, and we just asked him to go out and get another bid. The bid that he brought in was to the tune of $36,000 for the new in-car and also portable radios. So we just kind of wanted to get another bid, which to follow the Purchasing Act. And so Kevin's going to go ahead and go get us a second bid before we make a decision on upgrading that radio system. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Second thing was the law enforcement agreement with the city of Indianola. Kevin brought this up. It's time again to do that interlocal agreement with the city of Indianola, and we kind of discussed the coverage for Old Settlers Days. It's in the contract there that they need 4 uniformed officers during the Old Settlers Days, and right now we are fully staffed. We'll be 4. So we're just Sheriff Darling go ahead and maybe talk to the mayor over there and the city council of Indianola and see if we could lessen the number of personnel there. And so Kevin's going to go forth and do that. And so that kind of wrapped up our discussion with Sheriff Darling there.
Assessor Christy Carell on commercial appraisals.
Yeah, every year the assessor's office, we actually contract companies to do the commercial appraisals around McCook and surrounding area. And so we kind of discussed Central Plains and also Lake Mack, 2 companies there that do these commercial appraisals. We used Central Plains last year. And so we were just discussing that, kind of hashing back and forth. Nothing's formalized. We haven't got formal bids, but she just kind of wanted to let us know where they were sitting on possible vendors to perform those services for us. Yes, sir.
Consent agenda had a number of items there.
Yes. One thing we did slip in that I didn't have on here, we also slipped in on the agenda as emergency item. There was a Frenchman Valley fuel bill. We've been having this kind of go on for quite a while. Back in the 2022 fiscal year, we had at that time an interlocal agreement with the city of McCook and the county that we bought fuel and shared and went together in on that. So anyway, back in 2022, we had a contract price, and during that contract price, the prices of fuel skyrocketed. And so we're just trying to better understand. We're still receiving bills from Frenchman Valley Co-op for outstanding bills on that, essentially. And we're just trying to figure out if it's an overage because we're paying what at the pump, the price, instead of the difference of the contract agreed amount. So we're just trying to get that ironed out, and we'll do so. But we wanted to add that to the agenda to discuss it, just to figure out as a board what our steps forward need to be. You bet. So that was just kind of an emergency item added to the agenda. And then, yes, we moved down to the consent agenda. The items on the consent agenda were item number 1 was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners meeting and Board of Equalization. Also approve a miscellaneous accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $370,878.56. Then we also authorized chairman signature on certificate of cost allocation plan. again, this has to do mainly with child support and how where the money is going to be collected and for child support, Rich, on that one there. Item number four was move October accounts payable to the 16th due to Columbus Day. So that was going to fall on a holiday. So we moved that to the 16th. And then also number five was authorized chairman's signature on restricted use pesticides affidavit for Van Deest. Essentially what this was basically we had done some business with Van Deest in the past on buying restricted use pesticides. And at this time I just signed off on it saying that, hey, at this time we'll cross that bridge if we need to fill that form out again, if we decide to use the restricted use pesticides from Van Deest. Item number six was approved resolution 1499, book 24, page 6, to direct county attorney to foreclose on uncollected county tax sales certificates. So we approved all six items on the consent agenda yesterday, Rich.
Yes, sir. One item on correspondence and reports.
Yeah, correspondence. Nebraska Department of Natural Resources storage allowed in Schlegel Reservoir. So this is kind of, again, this is an annual thing with our dams and our reservoirs and so forth. And they just sent this out saying that, whether we can hold back water or not hold back water. And again, it's from drain off rainwater and that sort of thing. So just normal housekeeping stuff there, Rich.
You bet. And reports?
Sheriff's monthly revenue report, and then also the treasurer's report of unsold parcels at tax sale. So we reviewed both those items, and basically just it's for our information, essentially. Yes, sir?
Anything on that?
And then also we've had a couple interested parties, Rich, in the weed superintendent position, but I'll just put that out there. As a board, we haven't decided yet on anybody, so if there's anybody interested in the weed superintendent spot, I encourage you to either call one of the commissioners, our phone numbers are on the county website, or to stop up at the clerk's office and do so. We're just accumulating names, and then it's an appointed position, so we'll decide then after we get as much interest as we can in the position. You bet.
All right. That wrapped it up for September meetings. How many Mondays in October?
Oh,
ooh, there are five of them, aren't there?
Is there five total? Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
Five of them. I will be gone for next Monday's meeting.
Okay.
So probably no recap.
No, we need to get the other two involved.
Well,
don't you think?
I do too. I do too. So Randy Dean and Charles Fritch, if you guys are listening, it's your turn next week. So
I kid a little bit, but hey, those guys, come on, guys. Let's see. Those guys got radio talents. I know they do.
I know they do. Absolutely. Absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to mention too, Rich, was that October 7th, is the opening day of the household hazardous waste.
Yeah.
So I've had a few phone calls on that. If you have your household hazardous waste and you've been saving back, October 7th is the day. That's the start. We'll reassess once we open it up that Saturday. We'll reassess just how much stuff we start bringing in and collecting, mm-hmm. and then we'll reassess if we need to open it two times a month or once a month will be sufficient. But anyway, so if you have that stuff, October 7th.
Billy's coming in tomorrow morning to talk during an open line about this.
Excellent, excellent.
Give some more information about that. So
that'll be great.
Very good. And again, county commissioners, every Monday, 9 o'clock at the courthouse, the public is invited to come on by.
Yes, absolutely. You're encouraged to stop by. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, just stop on up. You bet.
Thanks a million, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
Have a good rest of week.
You as well.
County Commissioner Ted Gantz with a recap of their final meeting for the month of September.